Please.
Thank you.
I'm okay. The garden will be ready to ride and move in the car. It will be a certain time free. If you don't want to go with me. Look who's there!
Ready, sir.
Operator?
Yes, sir.
Would you try to get to Council Meyer
phone? I'm on the phone, Mr. President.
Meyer?
Yes, I'm on the phone, Mr. President.
Meyer, there's two items. One is this carpenter's bill.
Yes.
When does time run out before that signing?
Tomorrow.
All right. I want to talk to some folks, and have you had much appeal from the crowd that's interested?
George Meany talked to me. Senator Smatter's assistant, John O'Keefe, talked to me and everybody else in sight. And Senator Holland talked to me. In addition, we've received letters from Dougherty, the former head of the Postal Union, you know, and a few scattered other laborers.
Give me that file down, put it on my desk, and let me look at it before we act.
Yes, sir.
Number two, I see where the air controllers are giving a sale on UPI ticker number 24 for the executive order we issued, which drew a protest from the nation's air traffic controllers. They say that it's illegal, and Officer Ron says that the act authorizes us to transfer it only in case of war, and that the air controllers are requesting a hearing from the FAA and the Defense Department. What do you know about that?
I haven't looked into that at all, sir.
Did you? Who?
But I should, and I will.
Who put the executive order down? Did it come through you?
I was thinking of the other controller. No, that one did. Yes, sir. I do know about that. This two executive orders came down. One of them is a standby. One executive order was a standby order, which we have not issued dealing with this. The other is one which simply tells them to get together and decide how they're going to operate together, the Department of Defense and the FAA.
The story says, a routine executive order issued by President Johnson July the 7th drew a strong protest today from the legal spokesman for the nation's air traffic controller. The order would put the FAA, which directs the nation's air traffic control system, under the jurisdiction of the Defense Department in the event of war or a national emergency. Of course, that's where they are. It was challenged as illegal by Oswald Ryan, General Counsel of the Air Traffic Control Association, which is a professional organization of the controllers.
Oh, yes. Well, I was thinking.
Ryan said the Federal Aviation Act gave the President power to transfer the FAA to the Defense Department only, repeat only, if war broke out before Congress had a chance to declare a state of hostility.
Yes.
I cited a provision in the Act which authorized such transfer, quote, to assure the effective discharge of agency functions affecting the national defense in time of war, unquote. He said the ATCA would request a hearing for both FAA and Defense Department.
Well, he's misinterpreted the executive order, because the executive order doesn't transfer anything at this time. All it does is ask the FAA and the Department of Defense to get together to decide how these functions should be handled in time of war. And the order which would actually have transferred them, I held up and was not signed. So, he's wrong.
Who submitted them to us for signature? Defense Department?
The Defense Department, yes, sir.
Ask them to make a good study of the legality of it and give you a brief on the light of this UPI number 24. Get that sticker and read it, and then you get your teeth in it, and then we'll talk later.
Yes, sir, I will.
All right.